Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, and I'm thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And you know, here on Advanced Living Radio, we have a basic goal, simply put, to offer support, information to help make your life better. And that comes from distilling down a prayer that I say on a daily basis. Goes like this: Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes. It's a big, big goal, and of course, we're going to go for it, not all at once, but a step at a time. And that's why each week, new guests, we bring forth some pieces of the puzzle that will be helpful to the whole goal of making our lives better, making things better for all of us here on planet Earth. Well, and before we get into our show today, just want to take a moment to say a thank you to our sponsor, AdvancedLivingComfort.com. When you go to Advanced, with a D, A-D-V-A-N-C-E-D, Living and then Comfort.com, you'll see what we call a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. Well, it looks like a small digital clock that you might see on a nightstand or on a desk. Guess what? When you plug it in, it's been specially modified to create a harmonized energy. It's like having the Dalai Lama or some holy person show up in your room and just be praying or meditating. It's a pure, sweet, harmonized, coherent energy, and it mitigates the stress of our high-tech electric world as well as raising the healing field of energy. So get ready to check it out and discover some easy way to get some instant stress relief for better sleep or to protect yourself and your loved ones from electropollution that comes from the electromagnetic fields or the radio frequency from like cell phones, smart meters, all that stuff. All right, check out AdvancedLivingComfort.com. And now we are in for a treat today because we want to figure out about doing things to really, once again, support our lives and to have them flow and just be beautiful. And in that, we want to get some support of how to listen to our heart and to discover and experience the profound power that is within us. And we have a wonderful guest, Diane Dandenau, who brings healing energy and spiritual awareness wherever she goes. She's channeling music, art, and one of the most comprehensive and transformational programs that a person could participate in. and she brings the healing to the world that is most needed now. So, yes, you're here for the perfect timing to learn an incredible intuitive journaling technique and experience the wonderful energy. And so you know a little bit more about our wonderful guest today, Diane Dandenow. She's a Renaissance woman. She has many interests, accomplishments, and roles in life, all of which have led her to her latest incarnation as a spiritual teacher. And she has a lifelong devotion to art and spirituality. And she explored and painted sacred sites from around the world. So you got to love hanging out in those places. Not only that, but now she paints them as well. And she has an interest in service through problem solving. She has worked to create practical business solutions with software, renewable energy, and environmental education. And her deep calling to understand and connect to her greatest purpose in life led her to focus on her spiritual path. And in doing so, she was astounded to find she was channeling the greatest teacher of all. Well, since 2002, Diane has received over 1,000 messages, teachings, and songs that have led to her awakening. She is now sharing her gifts as a teacher with the ability to lead others to similar experiences of spiritual connection through music, art, writing, transformational coaching, and workshops. With this work, she is answering the question, what would you do if you knew you were God? Ha! Contemplate that as we welcome on board our wonderful guest today, Diane Dandenow.
Thank you, Ken. I am just delighted to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure. You've certainly done some amazing things. And in talking about yourself, when you mentioned calling yourself a spiritual teacher, and would you help explain what is that in your opinion, and why do you use that title?
Well, you know, years ago, as I began my own personal journey of spirituality, and part of that came through as receiving messages from God through my own journals. And early on through this process, I was told I was a spiritual teacher, and I'd be a spiritual teacher, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me. But then subsequently what happened was I received so many incredible teachings that were first meant for me. And as I grew, and as I began to understand about who I am and what we are and really what the world is from an absolute beautiful spiritual level, I realized that the information that I received is so incredible that I couldn't keep it to myself. So now I realize that my purpose really was to receive this, learn from it, and share it. And so it's truly a spiritual gift, and nothing else really applied. I mean, I work with people, and I'm trained as a coach, but really it's this deep spiritual transformation that is what I'm bringing. And so I have taken the title.
Ah, okay. This is good. And then with all these things, my gosh, you have quite a varied background, business, art, environmental, education. Would you please go into a little bit about these different things in your background?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so I have all my life, I've been a very creative person, and as I was young, I always loved nature, and I had this sort of spiritual reverence, and I was always a painter when I was young, and then, you know, grew up and went to college, and I was studying business, yet I also loved to paint, and so, you know, just kind of did my career thing, where I worked in software and developed some businesses, and also was painting, and at one point in about my mid-20s, I had created a business that was fairly successful while I was going to school, and at the same time, I was also beginning to sell my art. I really didn't have time to go to school anymore, so I dropped out and began to kind of focus on both of those parts of myself for many years. And I have to say it was pretty exciting to live in a creative world, but at the same time was kind of chasing the outer things, chasing money, chasing prestige. You know, my ego was very much involved in what I was doing. But also because of my drive, I found a great deal of financial and worldly success. And it was about 10 years ago that I, after experiencing all these things and traveling and do these wonderful things and sold my company and had, a lot of success, I realized at the end of all of it that I really wasn't very happy. There was something missing. In fact, I was extremely depressed. And so I began a spiritual journey, and it was a pretty profound one, as I really had to walk away from my old life to do it, because to keep the old life meant, continuing to work in the corporate life and trying to paint and keep all these balls in the air. And I realized I couldn't do it, and I had to stop. At that point, I sat down and was actually fairly suicidal. And I sat down and I said to God, "All right, you tell me why I'm here or I'm leaving." And I began to get the messages about why I'm here, and began to learn about the bigger picture and find a peace within myself that was a glimpse of hope for me to begin to live a life. And it was interesting because you talk about all the things I've done, and there was some things that are fun about that, but at the same time, there was something missing, and this is what it was.
Wow. Well, that's important. And I'm just wondering, with this breakthrough, I don't know if you have recall of what was the first message that you got that was like a response from God about why you should stick around.
I do have a very clear memory of that. And as I was began to write my journals, actually I've been writing in my journals, and then my writing in my journals turned into prayers. And so I was still writing my prayers. And the thing that was interesting about this is I also came from a Christian background, that really separation theology, believing God was far away, and my prayers were like, "God, please come be with me," in my own mind, really believing that God was far away and maybe, he would come and visit me. So I'm writing in my journal these prayers, and I was like, "What do you want me to do?" And just feeling desperate. And the message that came through was, "Nothing, Diane. I don't want you to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You can sit under a tree for the rest of your life, and you would be absolutely perfect. But if you focus on love, joy, and fun, your joyous action is my love in motion." And then it was signed, "Love, God."
Wow. That's a nice message.
Yeah. And in my head, I'm going, "Yeah, right. What are you?" But I knew, it was like, this was coming from someone other than me, because I certainly didn't believe that. I certainly didn't know that. But it came through so clearly. And that began the daily. I was like, "Okay, I want to go back there again. And I want to, what is he going to say today? What's he going to say tomorrow? What's he going to say the next day?"
Hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. So that got you started on a path of doing this journaling, this communication with God.
Yes.
Okay. Huh. Gotta like that. I mean, that's probably better than writing to Ann Landers or to Martha Stewart, as far as I'm concerned. "Dear Martha, what can my soul do to be more fulfilled? Well, I would get some matching dining room furnishings and and color coordinate, yes, your place setting. Wow, I am inspired out of my socks. So, much happiness for making that choice of who you got communications from.
That's right.
gotta love that. Now, people are gonna want to be able to check out stuff about you on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you provide that?
Yes, so there's two ways to get to me. It's DianeDandeneau.com, DianeDandeneau.com, or AwakenedLifeCoaching.com gets the same place.
What's that again for the second one?
AwakenedLifeCoaching.com.
Okay, and that will take someone to the same website?
That's correct.
Okay, but they'll think it's different because they typed in a different URL.
Yeah, but they both go to the exact same place.
It's okay. Just,
it's easier to spell than my last name.
AwakenedLifeCoaching.com.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is good. And of course, what's amazing to me, and I would invite you to, when you do your blogging, because folks... when you go to her site, you can do different things as you learn about Diane. Of course, the coaching, so you could schedule sessions. Or I'd love it that you put some samples of your music on there. So that's really sweet. I want you to tell us more about it. But to me, what I would like to have is some other people's opinion, because when I look at that picture of you of Meet Diane on your website, I can't help but think of John Denver. So, I mean, I don't know, but you don't know if you're a fan of his or anything.
Oh, yeah.
like that, but you and the country with that guitar and just this far... far out, as he would say, look in your eyes. So anyway, that's just a little fun thing from my standpoint, to see if anyone else sees that too. But we have more important things to discuss. Would you help describe things about, like, some of your amazing artwork? Because that's really beautiful to behold.
Oh, thank you. And it was years ago when I began to explore sacred sites. I was living in New Mexico and went to Chaco Canyon, which is an Anasazi Indian site from about the 1200s. And growing up in Michigan, my whole education around history was the European view, and I had no idea that anyone ever lived in the Southwest. So, you know, I started being interested in the history, but also there was something else that was really drawing me to visit these sites. There was an incredible power. And then from my experience of being in these places, I really knew that I had to paint them. And it was actually just recently that I've discovered in my journal that my search for the sacred, my own spiritual journey, really started to begin at that time from painting and really bringing the love of the ancestors who built these sites and the hard work and their love and reverence for the sacred as they created these incredible places. I was bringing that imagery forward and sharing it again. And so it was another level of me being teaching and inviting people to the sacred within themselves through the presence of these paintings. And I would paint them, and I'd work on them until I felt like I was there, until I could feel the energy of the site. And so to this day, whenever I'm painting, whether I'm doing an eagle or some beautiful landscape, it is the essence of the sacred within it that I want to share.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, that's just pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the real exciting part has been to travel to some incredible places. The last big trip I took was down to Machu Picchu and spent about a month in Peru and traveled around and had some amazing adventures, in addition to hiking the Inca Trail and taking some incredible photographs and having incredible spiritual experiences. And then I came back and painted my series from Machu Picchu. And so there's pictures of those paintings on the website as well.
Oh, okay. So so the pictures that we see when we go to Diane Dandenau .com and then look under art, all of those are paintings?
They're paintings, yes.
Paintings?
Yes.
Well, but it looks like a photograph. It's so detailed.
Yes, sometimes like, hey, I put a lot of work into that. It's a painting.
Well, I have a group of zebras that apparently have gone through some of your coaching, and they seem very content out there in the... that's an endorsement as far as I can tell. When you get savvy creatures like our zebras that blend the polar opposites of reality, the black and the white, and can move you ahead down the road, carrying both of those with them, I'd say you've done yourself real proud there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, it's... a lot of folks would just be, like, pretty satisfied. Look, I'm painting some beautiful stuff. Take a look at Goldie, the amazing eagle, against that beautiful rock wall setting. Where is that painted?
That's actually in Meadow Park in Lyons, Colorado.
Ah.
I live very close to there, and actually the experience that I had with that eagle is I had an opportunity to watch her grow up from a little white fuzzy chick, and then that painting is from a photograph from her second flight ever. And on my website, from the home page in the very lower right-hand corner, is a link to a music video. With watching Goldie grow up, the story with her was just amazing to see an eagle grow up. I mean, I was so obsessed. I would get up in the morning and I was like doing coaching sessions on my cell phone from the field. It's like, oh, hold on a second. The baby's flapping its wings. And it was, I was like so amazed at seeing nature. I watched the parents fly in and with a rabbit and feed her. And it was just incredible. Well, what happened was around the 4th of July is when the eagle specialist said, oh, she should be fledging any time now, leaving the nest. And she wasn't. She was, like, not really ready to go. And we were getting worried because it was hot. They say sometimes they die in the nest if they get too hot. And so I took my guitar out to the field, and I wrote her a song to inspire her to fly called Fly, Baby, Fly. And then she did. It was about the 23rd of July that she did fly for the first time. I missed that. But I then was back at the park about 5 days later, and everybody said she hadn't moved again from the first time she flew. And that day she flew 5 times, and I was able to videotape 3 of them. And I have video of her flying, photographs from other photographers, and my song on the website, so you can actually experience that, and make sure you stay to the end, because you'll hear you'll see one of the live shots of her flying, and hear everybody. I won't spoil it for you. You just got to listen to the end.
Now, where do we go on the site?
On my homepage.
Yeah.
On the lower right-hand corner, there's a link that says watch the Fly Baby Fly music video.
There's a link in the lower right-hand corner, huh?
There's some of the bullets, like the third or fourth bullet.
Oh, my gosh. Let me go make this sure so we can see this. Now, and is it below the links to YouTube and Twitter and Facebook?
No, it's above that. It's above that, up on, in the text.
Oh, okay. So there's a listen here. There's inspiring concepts. Contact her. Okay. Well, now let me, maybe I didn't get back to the home page. You know, that can always help. Sometimes you have to look in the right spot. Amazing how that is. Oh, look at that. It's like looking in the sky and wondering, where are all the fish? When you have to look down into the water. There's just not enough flying fish out there. Okay. So speaking of flying, we now see on the homepage the picture of Goldie, and then it says, watch Fly Baby Fly.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm sure the people that pay careful attention to the directions won't go through what I just did. They'll be able to get there quickly by staying on the home page to find it. Aha. This is good. Well, what a sweet combination. And so some of the time you do your coaching while you're there out in the midst of the beauty of nature. Is that right?
You know, I know nature is so important to me and staying connected to Source. And so, it's a very important aspect of my life. And then allows me to do the work I do, I think, at a much more connected and higher level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's, I don't really hear, I haven't talked to thousands upon thousands of coaches, but I've certainly talked to a good number of them, and you're the first one that's really said anything about doing their coaching while they're out in nature. So that's kind of neat.
And actually some of my clients, I even will do, even get out and do hikes together, and you know, some of my local clients, we've done some of that, which has really helped to deepen our own natural connection. So love to do that.
Oh, okay. So that would be a part of another thing that you can offer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I'm wondering, when you're doing workshops, can you describe some of the variety of workshops that you may be doing?
Right. So the main workshop that I have been doing for about 6 years now is called the Journey to the Soul Intuitive Journaling Workshop. And kind of going back to my original experience with my own journaling, as I was receiving all this incredible spiritual teaching, and, you know, was told I'd be a spiritual teacher, and I was like, you know, I just feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to just be the one that people come to for, you know, spiritual teaching and information. And I heard, you know, silly, it's not you. You're supposed to teach that everyone can do this. And so that really felt great to me. And so when I teach this workshop, I actually teach a process that helps people to connect to their own intuitive wisdom, their own divine wisdom. And we do it through writing, and it's a real incredible way to then allow that higher information to come through and to capture it on paper so you can really receive it and read it again. And it wasn't just a passing thought or a passing idea. It becomes very concrete and real when you write it down. And so the workshop that I do is, first of all, I do some music, because again, all my the music that I have been writing now is very beautifully spiritual teachings in themselves. And then, talk about a little bit about the process, the history of this process, and then teach a specific way that we can write. We can actually do this a little bit today if you'd like to, you know, to share with people the actual process. And then I do a guided meditation to open that place. I think one of the other gifts that I've been given is the ability to create a context to open the door for spiritual presence, for people to receive that information easier than they may by themselves, maybe for the first time. And so when we do that, then people begin to write. And I have to say that in every workshop that I have done, three-quarters of the people have really said they've experienced profound experiences that they have never had before. And it's just a joy for me to facilitate that.
Okay, so what is it that you're talking about in terms of a little participatory thing we could do?
Well, I could actually just kind of walk through the process that I use, and so people can try it on their own, and to give a little bit of an idea that to see, you know, what's possible, to even know what's possible. Some people may have some really, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who have a journaling practice, but they haven't tried this kind of a practice where they are actually opening up to kind of a dialogue within for themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, geez, let's give it a go.
Okay. Great. So I would say if any of the listeners out there have a journal handy you'd like to bring it over and get a pen, then you can actually try this now or try it later on. But the whole idea with using this process is to realize that we are mind, body, and spirit. And sometimes the door to opening to this spiritual side of ourselves begins by kind of having a dialogue with that part of ourselves. And so what I teach is one of the examples, and I've written a book called Journey to the Soul Workbook. I have an audio version and a paper version of it. But this is like the first example, and it's called Writing with a Friend. And so the process is to, first of all, do a meditation just to quiet your mind and go into a place where you can be open to hearing from a deeper level of knowing within yourself. And so as you step into that place, quieting the mind and beginning to listen from the place when in your heart, when you say, when you feel like, yeah, this is the truth. I know what I'm hearing or feeling right now is the truth. That's the place that we're opening to. And so in the process of the journaling is to actually have your paper in front of you. And so begin with this meditation. And then from the meditation to ask, like if you're writing a letter to your very best friend or the one person who knows more about you, loves you more, that you trust completely, and write down the question from your heart, like the greatest question that you have right now that you want help with from your friend. And then listen with your heart and begin to write down whatever you hear. And write this as if you're receiving this letter and this information was being, you're reading it as if somebody was written it to you. And if you're having a little bit of trouble with that concept, maybe imagine yourself being your best friend. You're being the most loving, being God or Source, writing to you whatever, what they would say. Allow yourself to shift and see what comes.
Oh.
So give yourself a few minutes to work with that. And just let that flow as long as it'll flow. See what happens.
Ah, okay. And could we also allow writing to come as though when we ask the question, it's a question that a friend has asked us and we're helping to answer for them? Would
well,
that work,
you know,
too, or not?
Well, you know, actually, it was in the last year or so that I did ask Source if I could help others with that, you know, with questions. And I was told, yes, it's time, you can do this. And so now many people call it like channeling or bringing a message forward. And so there's really no reason why we can't, you know, step in and to receive something that can help others. And so it is certainly possible to do that.
I love it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so personally what happens, though, when I do that, is that the messages are generally about how the person can open to their own divine wisdom. So it's like, I'm going to help you to help yourself. Even if I get the message for you, I'm still going to help you to help yourself. Or if I'm coaching you, a lot of the ways that I work with people is really primarily within this coaching space. And I open the space, open it for Source to come through, and then I kind of get out of the way. I mean, I'm still there guiding and asking questions, but it's between my client and their divine wisdom to opening that door, because everything that we need is within us. And so we can help others, but it's really a personal journey in which it's being called forth in each of us to connect to this source of who we are, and then from there be in the world.
Oh boy, that's a lovely place to position oneself, to connect to that source and then use that guidance to move ahead in our lives. Good deal. I like that. So that's the beginning one that I see in your Journey to the Soul workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And my gosh, you've got, is it another 10 or 12 more different types of ways that we can do some of this journaling? I see the 10 different examples in your workbook, so that's pretty exciting. So in other words, this is giving us a really variety of ways to connect to that divine guidance.
Right.
Huh.
Right. I mean, the most important thing, and I was years ago, as I was also writing my journals, and I go, you know, whine, what do I do? And then God would kind of say, are you done? I guess I'm done. And just to remember, step one, connect to Source. Go within. No matter what you're doing, step one is to connect to Source. And how we all do that is really our own personal process. And for me, it's meditation and journaling and keeping my conscious awareness of being a divine being all day long and continuing to connect. But as I'm working with people, the workbook and my coaching and everything is about showing examples and encouraging that person to develop their own practice and their own processes for their connection and their journey to the soul. So everything I do is just an example, but it's sometimes nice to have examples to then, oh, yeah, well, that works, but that one doesn't. But, hey, this is a whole new one I've come up with that works great, and that's beautiful.
Encourage the creativity to come forth from the people that you work with.
Absolutely.
Nice. That's to me such a preferred methodology, rather than working with someone that is good at what they do and then want everyone to follow their example. Okay, so I really think that's a special, powerful place to support others to find their own path through a connection to Source. Now, you're doing some other stuff, like you're also a musician that we mentioned, you know, but with writing for the video for Goldie, but it wasn't just a little one-shot deal. You've kind of done a bunch of music, huh?
Yeah, well, it's, again, the unfolding of life is amazing. I did music when I was a child, but it wasn't really in my household. My mom was a painter, and so paints were around, and I was kind of also good at painting and loved it, so I kind of didn't really do much with music. So I played my guitar. I loved John Denver. I learned John Denver songs. And I had this old 12-string guitar that was impossible to play with my small hands. And so I kind of got disillusioned with it and stopped playing pretty much about the time I was 20. And then 20 years later, I had one of those amazing kind of experiences where I was listening to the radio and Paul Winter, who was another musician I love, was playing nearby. And I called up and I said, "Oh, any tickets?" He said, "Well, we have two left. One is front row center. Do you want it?" I said, "Yeah." And so as I'm walking out the door, my phone rings, and my friend and neighbor Misty Brackett called me and says, "Hey, Diane something Art." I said, "I got to go. I'm going to go see Paul Winter." And she says, "Oh, his cellist is a friend of mine. We're having breakfast tomorrow." I'm like, "What?" And, like, they're from New York, so why are they? And I said, "Well, come with me." So we both went. Well, she sent a note back. We get a note back to come back afterwards. So I met Paul Winter and her friend, and then I went with her to breakfast with him the next day. And, I mean, like, Paul Winter's playing for me front row center is like the most magical, incredible experience. I met her friend Steven, the cellist, and it was beautiful. And anyway, so we're driving home, and I'm like whining to him, "I so love music, but I can't play this. I had this old guitar, I can't play it." And she's like, "Oh, Diane, why don't you go get yourself a nice guitar? You know, they make good guitars these days." And I was like, "Huh, hadn't thought of that." I went into a music store and I picked up this beautiful Taylor 12-string that are amazingly playable, and I started playing it as if I'd been playing my whole life. And I bought that guitar and I brought it home and I have written 40 songs. And this has been the last 10 years that this has happened. And I started writing music and it was pouring out of me. And as I was channeling the journals, I was channeling music. And so one of the questions that was asked me early on was, "What would you do if you knew you were God?" And a song came through, "What would you do if you knew you were God?" And it's just been incredibly powerful. Now, you must understand, I really wasn't trained as a musician. I have not been singing my whole life. And so I really had to, like, get over myself to be able to perform. But I was told, "Diane, we didn't give you this music to keep it to yourself." So I, about 2 years ago, really decided that I wanted to do a CD, and through a happenstance, neighbor was found out, was a friend of mine, was also a CD producer. We started creating this CD, and I had to learn how to play on time and tempo and sing in pitch and tune, and it was amazing, the experience. And the last piece of that whole experience is the cellist. That was my friend, Misty's cellist, who plays with Paul Winter. At the very end, the CD was getting done, and we realized that we needed another piece of music on Fly Baby Fly. And the violin and cellist I was working with in Colorado was on tour. And so I just thought, "Oh, maybe I'll ask Stephen Katz if he could do something." And I emailed him, and he said, "Oh, I'd love to." So he's done a cello piece on my CD, and he was the one inspiring me to get back into music again.
Mm.
So it's been a beautiful journey. And the music, you know, my CD, the music on it from all these incredible musicians right here, I'm just, the songs are just wonderful. And it's also, you know, a beginning of a whole other art form that I'm just loving, learning, and sharing at my workshops, and sharing at events and things I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh. And is there perhaps a lyric or two from "What Would You Do If You Knew You Were God" that you might want to share with us?
Sure. Well, the very beginning, yeah. You know, what would you do if you knew you were God? Who would you be if you knew you were God? How would you feel about the world if you knew that everything is all God too?
Oh.
And so,
wow. Just when I was starting to feel great about being God, and now everything's God? Oh, no. I want to be special.
Yes.
Or at least my ego does.
Right. And I think it really the song is speaking of, as you bring that up, the problem that we have, I think, as our society is that we don't step into our God being because people think it's an egoic thing. But really, the song is inviting us into the power of who we are and recognizing that the power that is within everything, but it's up to each of us to step into that power. And the other lyric I'd like to share is in later in the song when it says, with hands made of fire and minds made of steel, do we choose to build weapons or do we choose to heal? But when we live from the love in our heart, the answer to that, not so hard.
Mm. Ah, sweet. It's a beautiful way to talk of taking those swords and turning them into the plowshares. Quite a nice song you've written there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So this is just fun to have you with your art and your music, and then what got you doing this coaching?
Well, as I kind of mentioned in terms of being a spiritual teacher, it was a couple years ago. I was working for a renewable energy company, had a great job doing sales and marketing, coaching a great team. We were doing wonderful stuff. But I knew in my heart that there was something else I was supposed to be doing.
Mm.
And I actually did a session with Sue Frederick, who wrote the book, I See Your Dream Job. And she is also an intuitive, and I was talking to her, and she said, Diane, you're supposed to be a spiritual teacher. You're supposed to be helping people to connect. Now, this is after I'd been journaling and writing, and God had already told me I was supposed to be a spiritual teacher, but had kind of put it aside because I really wasn't ready to step into it. And she basically reminded me and described who I was and that it was time. And I said, I don't know how to get started at that. And she said, you know, maybe you should check into coaching, because in this world, coaching is sort of a way that people work with each other, like life coaching. And I didn't know much about it, but began to research it and found an incredible transformational spiritual coaching course taught by Alan Seal. And I wound up going into and taking a long course that really knew how I could work with people in a coaching capacity, so I felt like I could get the skill to be as effective as possible. And then with that and all the teachings and my own meditation, I also then received from God, channeled to me, the coaching program that I now offer, which is called the Four Steps of Divine Mastery, Discovering Your True Calling. Through this work, and so it's a 16-week coaching program that walks through knowing what we are, healing the past, learning how to co-create with the universe, and then actually stepping into doing it. And that whole process and program has all come together to really help people in just 4 months make the similar kind of transformation that's taken me 10 years.
Oh, wow. Don't you just love it?
Yes. So this is my work in the world now. My primary work is to coach. The music is an art, like I've always done art in addition to my work and my life. And I love integrating music with my workshops and doing some concerts at churches and things. But the primary of my work in the world is to help people to transform themselves, to really step into their greatest spiritual self at this time, because the world needs it. This is what's going to heal the world. This is what's going to solve the environmental problems. This is going to solve the social problems. It's going to solve the hate in the world. When we discover who we are and step into that place, that is where we will solve the problem. So that is what I'm committed to doing now for the rest of my life.
Mm. Ah, fantastic. Now, please remind us again of how we can connect with you.
Yes, so awakenedlifecoaching.com is my website, and there's a lot there to see. Under the coaching, there's also a life assessment, personalized report that you can do to kind of give you an idea of see where you are in many of the areas that I work with, and then to get a report back that shows you where what's possible, and you can really get an understanding of what's possible for you and the work that I do with people. So that's something you can do. Of course, my music, you can listen to some samples, you can order CDs, or just schedule a session with me. I'll do channeled readings with a group, the Messengers of Peace, and begin to explore. What do you need? Where do you want to go? Ask yourself those questions. And if what I'm saying resonates with you, I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, is there any people that you'd say, these would be folks that would definitely want to talk with me, or a wide range of folks? How would someone know if they, in addition to resonating with you, is there anything that they would get as clues as the people you work with?
Well, the people that I have been really the most successful in terms of receiving the most in our interaction are those who have come to a point in their life where they are pretty much done chasing the outer, anything on the outside, and know that there's something else, know that there's another level of understanding, but may not be sure what that is, or may have just dabbled into it, but are willing to step in a new place, a spiritual place, and to do whatever their heart calls them to do to find happiness and joy. Those who are really willing to make a change, you will find the greatest transformational experience through this process. If you're not sure you want to make a change, you want to do get an update, a quick, fix, and do just maybe help through a little process or a problem. I also work with those people and do, individual coaching sessions, and that's great. But I love working with people who care about the world. A lot of my clients do come out of the environmental world that I've worked in the past, and they really want to be their best, bring the greatest of themselves to the world. And so, but it really is, we all have a part to play, and we all have our own divine purpose, and my passion is to help each of us step into whatever that is. You got to be willing to want to do it and do what it takes.
Ah, all right. Well, that's some good criteria for helping us to know more about what you're up to and things that you feel really strongly about. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, we'd be curious. You've got this tremendous creativity. I wonder what else are you doing for fun?
Well, I live in the Front Range mountains of Colorado, and I love to snowshoe and be in nature and mountain bike and hike and spend some time with my family. And, you know, it's just love life. And it is, you know, finding a balance with things. I used to be a little crazier in my younger years. I flew hang gliders and airplanes and sailplanes. And then I've also been a sailor when I lived in California. And I do love that, you know, just really intense, exciting things. But I'm kind of calming down a bit in my middle life. And so mountain biking is about as crazy as I get these days. But I just love it. And, you know, it is a balanced life. I love working with people. I love being creative. Again, spending time with my family. And so, you know, I really feel that I am have experienced, and I am the result of the work that I have done in co-creating with the universe. And from this place, the adventures still unfold. The new things are always still coming. So, but really listening and spending time with that inner space. So that's my life right now.
Wow. Okay. I certainly, as you were talking about the different things, as I sit and do my work from a place of a question, God, show me how to add value to this interaction. And so it was fun to listen to your range of activities. And then the image that came to mind was you mountain biking and then going whatever down this little place where you could go out and go in the air and you could either land the mountain bike on the path after catching some air, or the twist that I thought would be fun for you was you'd have an option while you're in the air, because as you're flying through the air, you could grab onto a zip line and let go of the bike and then just zip for whatever, 1,000 yards or something, and to who knows what. I hadn't seen the end of where the zip line went. But
we'll see. And I just saw a couple hang glider wings strapped on there and just flying right off the edge of the cliff right by where the eagles fly.
Oh. Well, there you go. I love it. Well, now, what would you say? We're just about to wrap up here, and are there any last words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, just the gratitude for you, Kenneth, to really, you know, allow me this opportunity to share what I'm doing, and just would say I would just love to have a conversation with anyone who's interested in this work. And you know, really is an honor for me to be able to serve in this way. So thank you for this opportunity.
My pleasure. I just want to thank you, Diane, for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and share with us so we could learn about this fabulous pathway that evolved for you and how you're now sharing art, music, and wonderful coaching, wonderful guidance for us to connect to Source and to develop our own creativity and success in lives. So just thank you so much for doing that and being with us today, and I just appreciate that tremendously.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And to you, Diane, and to my beloved listeners, just God bless, and tune in next week, and goodbye for now. Let go.